SBS Radio.
Ang sexual na intimasiya ay isang likas na bahagi ng buhay ng tao. Gayunpaman, habang ang ating fisyolohiya ay nagbabago kasabay ng pagtanda, ang ating mga kagustuhan at kakayahan ay maaaring makaapekto rin. Paano nga ba natin mapapanatili ang intimasiya habang tayo'y tumatanda? Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuwang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Minsan ba'y nagtataka ka kung paano maangkop sa pagtanda ang iba pagdating sa loob ng kwarto? Ayon sa pinakahuling pagtatanong tungkol sa gawaing sexual sa Australia, sa pangkahalataan, ang mga magkapareha na nasa isang relasyon ay may sex o nakikipagtalik 1.4 o 1.4 na beses sa isang linggo, samantalang iyong mga nasa edad na 60 ay isang beses sa isang linggo. Sinabi ng doktor sa kalusugan ng mga kalalakihan o men's health, Dr. Michael Lowy, habang ang iyong fisyolohiya ay maaaring magbago kasabay ng edad, marami pa ring paraan upang matamasa ang sexual intimasiya o sexual intimacy.
We're looking at more pleasuring, not looking at, you know, like the mechanics of having great sex like you used to. We're looking at intimacy, improving time together, and pleasuring each other. And that may involve different sorts of sexual activity or maybe what one did before. And often it will be different. It won't be the same like it was in the past, but it will be just as pleasurable.
At sa pagtaas ng bilang ng mga nagpapadiborsyo, sinabi ng tagapayo at sex therapist na si Matty Silver, ang mga mas matatandang tao ay naguulat din ng mas maraming kaso ng impeksyon na nakukuha sa pagtatalik o mga sexually transmitted infections.
Most couples who are in the 50s or 60s now, they were on the pill when they were young. I mean, they never used condoms. And now, these days, when they sort of start having, intercourse again, then they forget that it's not getting pregnant, but a lot of people these days have STIs. So before they know what happened is, they go to the doctor and they found out, being told at age 55 or 60 that you have an STI, and it's extremely embarrassing.
Habang tayo nagkakaedad, ang menopause ay maaaring makaapekto sa libido at sexual na karanasan ng isang babae. Ayon kay Matty Silver, na sa kanyang sariling karanasan, pinamahalaan niya ang mga sintomas na iyon sa pamamagitan ng pagkakaroon ng hormone replacement therapy.
When you don't take hormone replacement and you just sort of have to put up with all the symptoms of menopause, you also don't feel like sex that much because it's not pleasurable.
Ang ilang kalalakihan ay maaaring makaranas ng erectile dysfunction o mababang libido. Sinabi ni Dr. Lowy, isang pangkahalatang pamantayan ay isang 10% pagbaba sa erectile dysfunction sa paglipas ng bawat dekada makalipas ang gulang na 45. Kapag humaharap sa mga problemang sexual, sinabi niya na kailangan isaalang-alang kung may kinalaman ito sa mga issues sa physiological, medical o relasyon.
What we see in couples very classically is what we call desire discrepancy. Sometimes it's the female who loses desire and sometimes it's the male. You know, the stereotype is that the woman doesn't want to have sex when she gets older and that's not true. Often it's the guy who has that issue. And that's not necessarily erectile dysfunction or low libido. It may or not be that.
Ang mga psikolohikal o pangkaisipang hadlang ay maaaring lumitaw habang tayo ay naharap sa mga issue sa imahe ng katawan. Sinabi ng sexologist na nakabase sa Brisbane na si Jocelyn Clug, iyon ay isang karaniwang hamon para sa marami.
Although we might have always been very pedantic and critical of our body. And I think what's really important is to be able to accept that part of aging and be able to identify parts of your body where you can feel proud of it.
Kapag ang pag-ibig at sexual na kagustuhan ay nagsimulang mawala, iminumungkahi ni Clug na panumbalikin ang simbolyo ng damdamin sa pamamagitan ng paglikha ng espasyo para sa higit na intimasiya.
Things like spending some quality time, having things to look forward to. You know, I often get couples to create a list of things that they would like to do and their partner adds to that list things that they would like to do. And then I encourage them to take it in turns in the picking an activity and both people go to that. No one complains or looks at their watch. You know, the joy comes from knowing that their partner's getting a real buzz from that.
Hindi lahat ay komportable sa pakipag-usap tungkol sa sex. Gayunpaman, bilang isang sexologist at isang relationship therapist, Matinding inirerekomenda ni Clark na hayagang talakayin ang iyong mga pangangailangan at hangarin.
You know, I just want to stress the importance of couples connecting on an emotional level. Otherwise, you know, it just becomes very mechanical. Because if we can't talk about sexuality or how much we miss it or how much we want it, then we're left making, you know, assumptions. And very often we make assumptions and then react in a certain way. And I think being able to check in with your partner and being able to bring up that subject, because I have no doubt that both people are thinking about it.
Ayon pa kay Clug, hindi tayo dapat malimitahan ng ating katandaan upang makaranas ng kasiyahan.
No, you're not going to get the erections that you did in, you know, in your 70s, or certainly not what you did in your 20s. And that's just part of life. But it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy whatever pleasure, whatever that looks like for you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.